Hi, Cole here, creator and narrator of The Town Whispers. It's been a long summer, but the leaves once again fall, and with autumn comes longer nights that beg for darker tales. And to fill those long, cold evenings, I've launched a brand new podcast called Tiny Terrors. Tiny Terrors is a nostalgic horror anthology series that is as fun as it is dark. Join three friends as they delve into a forgotten corner of storytelling history and bring to light the darker depths yet still hidden in those often untraveled corners. Subscribe, listen, and review Tiny Terrors wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Town Whispers is a narrative horror podcast that will tell the many stories hidden behind the rain and the fog in the trees of a town called The Fort, where opposing forces are at play, twisting and turning man, woman, and child to their chaotic whims, leaving little sense but the sense of misery and confusion left in its wake. Listener discretion is advised.
Absolutely, unequivocally downright miserable, I'm telling you.
Oh, such a colorful complaint for something as benign as a little rain.
I was talking about you, you old buzzard-necked Bible thumper.
Instead of wasting your breath on ad hominem, perhaps keep what breath you still have in your lungs and walk a bit faster, Come now, time is of the essence.
Oh, listen here, Cyprian. I didn't come out here to play the role of flunky to her highness. I ain't stepping anywhere you point, not without looking thoroughly first. Been down that rabbit hole one too many times.
Oh, I assure you, this is a purely reactive venture. And not one with much proactive forethought, as it were. There is life at risk, valuable, precious life, and we must make haste. I'm not asking you to lead the charge into the den of a bear. I merely ask you keep time with my own pace.
I've heard the logical bookie jibber-jabber before. How's about you tell me where we're headed, and then I'll put a little more pep in my step? What the heck are you stopping for like that? I almost careened into your backside. Give a man some warning, would you?
Oh, look who it is. How lovely you've come to visit me. Both of you are true friends after all. It couldn't be more pleasant timing either. I appear to have fallen apart and am in need of some reassembly.
Dear God! What the hell happened to you? Wait, hold that thought. Better question. Cyprian, you better not have dragged me all the way through the dark and damned woods with Adam on the loose to come save his crispy, dusty hide.
Of course you did.
No, we most certainly did not.
Oh. Well then, why not just grant yourself a moment to rest? And Alfie, what do you say you take those sturdy arms of yours and stitch mine back onto my body? I could really use a hand.
I ain't stitching nothing for you.
How disappointing to have us all back together again on a romp about town, and I can't give either of you a hug.
Stop now! No more games! Where is Albert?
It seems you have me scratching my head on that one. I'm not sure I know where he might be. Or perhaps I just don't want to tell you.
Where is he? And what have you done to him?
Oh, such accusations in that tone of yours.
Tell me now!
Isn't that ironic? You demanding answers when you haven't been transparently forthcoming yourself.
Enough! Find the Reverend, please. Alfie, can you please go and find the Reverend?
All right, yeesh. You don't have to ask me twice, but a please would have been nice the first time.
Now, tell me exactly what happened here. I need to know what happened with our dear friend, Reverend Albert. What have you done?
Oh, dear Mother Cyprian, you have it all wrong. It seems no matter the age, he's still the boy he was when I first met him.
And I as well.
Yes, yes, you as well. It's so delightfully interesting, isn't it? How much a person can change, how they can grow, and yet that child is still there, at the center of everything. Like a little precious locket clutched tight, deep down inside. He still wanted to be heard and loved and valued. And it would seem that he let himself get a little carried away.
Oh, the fool! How many times did I tell him?
Yes, yes, yes. Makes you wonder, though, what would have happened if you had let me take charge of his upbringing, does it not? Had you not locked him away, not kept him in the dark, had you let me observe him? You know many things, Cyprian, but you've always been single-minded. You lock yourself away, but I observe. I know what it does to a person to see a world of choice and opportunity, and to be frozen by one's own anxiety until those decisions are made for you.
Oh, that's rich. You think you know better than I? You! That is absolutely preposterous. What I did in the best interest of that boy. Oh, I know our journey is a hard one, but I was unaware how truly harrowing that journey would be. I'm tired and unsure how long I can keep pace with Adam and with the will and whispers of the Long Shadows.
Oh, come now. Chin up. Things are just starting to get interesting again.
Oh, Lordy, I found him! Over here, Cyprian!
Well, looks like it's time to face the consequence of our inabilities and impulses, wouldn't you say?
Oh, I hold no responsibility in the matter.
Yes, of course you don't. Your record is spotless as always. Mind helping me to my feet? It's awfully hard standing with no arms, and I'd like to see the state of him as well.
Mother Cyprian knelt slightly, recoiling as she touched the burnt man. She scrunched her nose and tilted her face away slightly as she grasped him by the torso and leaned back and helped hoist the armless man to his feet. Reverend Albert lay on the ground. His back looked as if arms and legs had been pulled from their sockets. From his shoulders all the way down to his lower spine, it looked like great craters where explosions had blown apart his flesh, leaving gaping holes where small things clawed at the edges to escape. Encircling the Reverend knelt his parishioners, all eyeless, all gazing inward, all frozen in place and dead. Mother Cyprian looked about as she walked towards the Reverend and taking in the sight, soaking in the details of the aftermath before resting her eyes on the man who had once been a boy in her care. He lay, hunched over, face pressed into the mud, back to the sky, and a row of eyeballs, knit into the undergrowth like little rosebuds, peered intently at the half-dead man.
Oh no, this is not good. This is not good at all. Does he still have breath left in him?
He's hanging on, tough little bugger. I can't even begin to imagine the pain of whatever the hell that was.
Well, why don't we get out of the rain? And I can enlighten you with a truly disturbing recounting of events. I say, it's about time we get on the same page. You know, get the Musketeers back together again.
Yes, we need to get him out of the cold and back to Riverside, where I can tend to his wounds. Alfie, will he survive the journey?
Well, it's pretty hard to say, but one thing I can say for certain is if we leave him in the freezing rain. Well, he'll just damn near bleed out and die.
Today's episode was written and performed by Cole Weavers. Sound production and editing by Matt Black. Our theme song is by the ever-wonderful Charlie P.S. The fort is built on secrets and shadows, on unspoken truths and the designs of the Long Shadows, whoever they may be. But it's also built on the support of its townsfolk. Would you like to support our tiny little monstrosity of a town by mending the roof of the church? Or keeping the doors of the sanatorium for the lost and unwanted open? Or perhaps you'd rather help build the mausoleum for the ones who will never die? In thanks for your support, and for only a few dollars a month, you'll receive episodes of The Town Whispers released early and forever ad-free, as well as exclusive short stories and one-shots to expand your knowledge of what lays dormant and watching under the earth. Would you like to see, with your own frail eyes that can only see what can be imagined by the goodness of a heart drenched in humanity, by receiving digital rewards of the visual variety? All this and more will be revealed on our Patreon. Please consider joining us at www.patreon.com/thetownwhispers. If you would like to support us in other ways, please consider following us on Facebook and Instagram and on Twitter at The Town Whispers, or by leaving a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. For more information on the show, please head on over to www.thetownwhispers.com.
I got the ghost of you inside of my head. What I'm supposed to do, the blood has been shed. He got a dark past and a soul that's unfed. What I'm supposed to do is already dead. He's already dead. He's already dead. He's already dead. Oh, already dead.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.